This Wednesday night, The Wizard of Oz will be shown on TV for the 30th time. But since 50% of all American households now own VCRs, for many children this event is no big deal. Television critic David Bianculli says the way children bond with TV is different these days.
When I was a kid, The Wizard of Oz showed up on TV once a year, and kids across America waited for it like it was Christmas. We got to stay up late and watch Dorothy and Toto and the Wicked Witch of the West all over again, and we loved it. I have written proof of this, by the way. In 1960, when I was 7 years old, I wrote in my diary, "Today at 6 o'clock, I saw The Wizard of Oz." The Wizard of Oz was in big letters because it was a big deal. When my daughter was 2.5 years old, she saw The Wizard of Oz on TV, and she loved it. She didn't have to wait a year to see it again, though, because I taped it with my video cassette recorder. The minute it was over, she got up, pressed rewind, and watched it again. And when it got to one particular scene, she rewound and rewatched it over and over.
"I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too."
Now, even though I'm a TV critic, I don't think my kids are treating TV any differently than anybody else their age. Kristen is 5 now, and Mark is 3. But they're sure treating TV a lot differently than we did when we were kids. The way I see it, having them watch a particular tape over and over is no different than having them want to hear the same bedtime story every night. Kids are comforted by the familiar, and I figure the reason Kristen kept rewinding The Wicked Witch of the West was to keep watching until the witch didn't seem so wicked anymore. Another good thing about giving your kids a tape collection of their own is that you can control what they watch without being parental about it. I pre-screen every movie or show before I give them a copy, so everything is kind of pre-approved. When they want to watch TV, they almost always pick a tape. The only times they watch what they call live TV is to tune in the Disney Channel or Saturday morning cartoons. And that's one ritual from my own childhood that I'm glad my children have inherited. I used to get up early, pour some cereal in a bowl, and sit there watching the test patterns, waiting for the first round of cartoons to show up. My kids aren't quite that obsessed, but they do consider it a treat, and I'm not about to ruin it for them by explaining the concept of time shifting. That's where you set the timer on your VCR. Having a VCR is useful, though, if your kids start begging to stay up to watch just one more show. Just tell them you'll tape it and send them to bed. Technology triumphs. But not completely. It's taken away a little bit of the thrill. What good is it to wait for the annual Charlie Brown Christmas special on TV when you've already got it on tape? Is Pinocchio on cassette as powerful and wonderful as it was in the movie theater? No way. But it's a trade-off. My dad used to always moan about how tough he had it when he was a kid. And now I know how he feels. We had no VCRs, and only black and white TV. When Dorothy landed in Oz, I didn't even know the Emerald City was really green.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post. Please.